You're listening to Area 54 with Tim and Mike, music for the future.
This is Area 54.
Area 54. visions, trying to make sense of a now, trying to make sense of a past, to show us how. Visions, imagining the worlds that could be, shaping a mosaic of fate for all sentient beings. Visions, cycles of growth and decay, cascading chains of events with no one to praise or blame. Ooh. Ooh. Visions, avoidable suffering and pain, we are patiently itching away toward unreachable utopias. Visions, enslaved by the forces of nature, elevated by mindless replicators, challenged to steer our collective destiny. Visions, look at the magic of reality while accepting with all honesty that we can't know for sure what's next. No, we can't know for sure what's next, but that we're in this together.
Today, tomorrow, it's always a good day for Area 54.
We burn rocks when they're properly dry, but what we're gonna do when the old world is- cockatoos from Kintyre East to Yundamu. The western desert lives and breathes in 45 degrees.
The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. The time has come. Facts a fact, it belongs to them. Let's give it back. How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning? How can we dance? While our beds are burning, how can we dance when our earth is turning?
What are we gonna do when the world is fried?
How do we sleep while our beds are burning?
It's Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. That was Julia Stone. The song's called Beds Are Burning. It's off the album Songs for Australia.
Pretty cool interpretation of that song.
Love the original too.
Those yeah, but that, the original doesn't fit in our show though. But
Midnight Oil is
pretty mellow. She mellowed this song out big time. But
when Mike and I first started doing this show, and people around us didn't know Mike, they'd say, "Hey, you and that guy that looks like he's the lead singer from Midnight Oil do a really good show." Mike does not look like he's the guy from Midnight Oil. Just because he's bald doesn't mean he's in Midnight Oil.
Like, I'm not 6'6 either. Like,
no.
He's giant. I saw those guys at the Schnitzer back in, it was 1988, and my ears rang for 3 days after that show.
That's
so loud. It was so loud.
Those guys are deaf now, for sure.
What?
Yep, they're deaf.
Yeah. Well, this other guy before, Jose Gonzalez, we played before that. You can go listen to him. That's like a sit-down show.
Yeah. That'd be like going to see a quartet.
I'd go see him.
I would too. He's really talented and a big body of music too.
You want to announce what song we
played? Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, so Jose Gonzalez did a song called Visions off of the album Local Valley. And I fell asleep on you there for a second. Thanks for waking me up, Mike. Krongbin for that, One to Remember. That was off of the album Mordecai Remixes. And London Grammar played a song called California Soul, title track on their album. Poolside, song's called Losing Control, remixed by the Satin Jackets. And Krach und Schmack did a song called In Plain Sight. It's off their album Pleasure Center. Good job pulling something off of that. I wasn't a huge fan of that album.
Really? It's funny because I was just going to say, the reason I pulled it off is because the album came up when I was driving, with like all random music in the car.
And you liked it?
I was like, oh, how did I miss all these good, I forgot how good it was to me.
Maybe I just, you're just early adapter and I just haven't caught on yet. I'm catching up to speed. Start off the go ahead, what?
Listen to it again.
Yeah, I'm going to. Absolutely. The radio department started off the whole set with a song called Pulling Our Weight.
Yeah, I love it. I love everything those guys do. I'm looking forward to more new music from those guys. I didn't imagine that with the COVID lockdown, I guess Sweden was never really locked down, these guys being Swedish, but you'd think they'd be in the studio making some new music. But
I bet you it didn't have any difference to them.
All right. Well, we promised you guys we're going to play some more Beach House. We're going to go into chapter 3 of Once Twice Melody. 4 chapters in that. Get the whole album, you guys. Just get it. It's going to be one of the top. It'll be a top 10 album for the year for a lot of people.
Yeah, you're listening to our show. You got to have. This is one of those albums you got to have. I agree. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to leave you guys with some Beach House. We've got some Wild Nothing coming up, some Yumi Zuma, Matthew Deere, and more music. We'll see you guys next week.
All right, good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.